National Night Out. There's something that we hear about every year, and maybe it's something that you participate in, maybe it's something that you haven't been as interested in taking part in. It's a community building campaign, national community building campaign, that tries to promote police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make our neighborhoods safer places and better places to live. Ted Hoffman is the branch director for the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Northland at the Lincoln Park branch, and he joins us this morning to tell us more about it. Hi, Ted. Good morning.
Hey there.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. So how are the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Northland and or Lincoln Park? How's that neighborhood planning to celebrate National Night Out?
Well, what we're doing here is we're going to be teaming up with Community Action Duluth and also Sherman Associates and Members Cooperative Credit Union. So it's not just us. It's a community-wide effort. We're going to be getting 4th Street blocked off from 24th to 25th Avenue West and just kind of having a nice little community-wide get-together, as you kind of spoke to. Have some food, some games, and some fun.
Well, it sounds like the weather is going to be absolutely perfect for it. One of the things I'm kind of curious about, Ted, in your estimation, there's not the same, at least we don't hear about the same kinds of tension between community members and police that some other communities, including the Twin Cities, have going on with their police departments. Do you think that, though, that in this time where some of these relationships are being questioned and a second look is being taken at them, that this is a useful event to continue having?
Yeah, well, I mean, different people have different experiences with the police as they grew up or their families and stuff like that. So, you know, one of the best ways to do it is just to have that opportunity to bring police and neighbors together under these positive circumstances. I'm a total believer in the fact that humans bond over food, so it's nice to just kind of have a picnic and hang out and play some games.
Depending on the food,
kind of in a different role.
Depending on the food, it really is hard to be in a bad mood,
right?
Or to be feeling combative. You know, I mean, unless somebody were to, heaven forbid, take the last piece of cake.
Right. Well, yeah, that creates a whole new circumstance.
It does. It does. Exactly. So tell us what the Boys and Girls Club, tell us what they're going to do to take part and what their role is in the celebration.
Well, we sort of organized the event. What we're going to be doing, we'll have some of our staff out there playing different games, doing some face painting, sidewalk chalk. We usually get some relays going. Those get kind of competitive and fun to watch. And, you know, we have a lot of kids that we're seeing every day that like to just have a good time, listen to some music, and it'll be nice to get the whole community involved. The club is really about providing a place where kids can get that sense of belonging, so to kind of expand it neighborhood-wide is great.
Do you think that kids are going to have the opportunity to, I know that with Boys and Girls Club, there's like this huge, ridiculous line and backlog of kids waiting for mentors. Does this give them the opportunity to maybe meet some more adults that they can lean on if they kind of need to expand their circle of trusted adults?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly could be. You know, what we provide at the club is a safe place to get that positive adult role model right there on site. And then we're also pairing kids with mentors in the community with Mentor Duluth. So it could be a great opportunity to kind of, you know, increase the knowledge with the community members of what exactly we provide and how they can get more involved.
So who is welcome to attend the celebration? And this is tonight, by the way. I don't think I even mentioned that tonight is National Night Out.
Yeah, it is. So it's happening all over the country. Ours is going to be from 5 to 6:30, like I said, right there on 4th Street between 24th and 25th Avenue. It's welcome to everybody. That's kind of the whole point, is to get, you know, different community members together and just hang out and have a good time.
Well, as I mentioned, and as you also mentioned, there is a backlog of kids, of kids that are looking for mentors. So are there some other things in addition to, you know, if you're interested in being a mentor, getting some additional information, are there other things coming up that the Boys and Girls Club are going to be doing in the community that we should keep an eagle eye out for?
Well, you'll be seeing our back-to-school drives around town in a little bit. We can always, you know, there's some kids that need backpacks or, you know, just different school supplies, so that's great. as far as like helping out as a caring adult, people can always volunteer. If they stop by one of our sites, they can fill out a volunteer application. And it's really a unique place. You know, we have a lot of cool programming in multiple aspects, whether it be sports or homework help or arts. So we kind of try to pair our volunteers and our staff to their strengths so they can most be helping the kids. And then, as you alluded to the mentorship program, that's something we have right on site as well, if that's something people were interested in.
Well, you've got absolutely perfect weather for it, so I hope that you have an absolute ball and the Boys and Girls Club just has a great time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Ted.
Hey, thank you. It should be a good time. Hopefully we'll see you, everyone listening out there.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Ted. Ted Hoffman is the branch director for the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Northland, and he is at the Lincoln Park branch. It's National Night Out tonight, and the Boys and Girls Club, at the Lincoln Park branch anyway, are organizing the event, and they're setting up some games and other fun activities for folks. And we'll get a link set up on our webpage so it will be easy to get more information.